It's been 28 years since the internet produced its first paid ad. Yet after nearly three decades, advertisers seem more confused than ever about what digital media can do for them. In this episode, we're going to explore the most understated opportunity of all in the world of local advertising, and that's marketing education. And we will talk with Tim Burke, a former TV guy now, working with local and regional agencies to help them unravel marketing mysteries and bring in more clients as a result.
Welcome to the Local Marketing Trends Podcast, bringing you unique insights from two of the industry's brightest analysts and forecasters, Corey Elliott and Gordon Burrell. Today's podcast is sponsored by Conduit Digital, your elite performance partner for white-label digital marketing, and the Media Audit, providing market-level consumer insights for more than 20 years. And now, here are your hosts, Corey and Gordon.
Welcome, everybody, to another LMTP. I am an EVP, Corey Elliott, and with me is my BFF, Gordon Burrell.
Thanks, Corey.
Yeah.
I've been called many things, but that's just an honor.
Aw.
What are we talking about this week?
Oh, man. Marketing education. What an opportunity. We get up in front of a lot of people. We have the fortunate ability to get up in front of media companies and agencies, and we just keep hammering home what we hear from our local businesses out there, which is we want to talk to somebody who knows about marketing, not about products, but about marketing. And we keep trying to hammer that home.
Yeah. One of the most fascinating things I think I've watched is year after year, and it's in the field right now, our big annual local advertiser survey is out there. And it just seems that more people are interested in getting the results of that survey and will complete, what, a 20-minute survey, 40 questions or something like that for the results than they will for the, what, $100 gift card?
Yeah. You're talking about the actual businesses. So you're talking about the local businesses who take this survey. We actually surveyed them later and asked them, why did they take it? What's important to them? And especially when they're on our panel, our SMB panel, they tell us that it's more important that I hear from other people and what works than it is that I might get a $100 gift card.
Yeah. And I've seen so many of these digital marketing boot camps. It seems like every university now has them. Digital marketing boot camps, even community colleges and bigger colleges. We're doing masters of local marketing courses for companies, and they're attracting loads of people. I think you just did one for small businesses on, you know, how to market themselves for jobs because they're having a hard time filling jobs. You know, do they just go to a job board, things like that? We do on the road stuff too for companies. And it did one a few months ago in Dallas, another one in Colorado Springs and in Denver. It's just amazing to see how many people show up at these things. And the questions they ask, you know, and what scares me, Corey, is that, you know, if you're frontline folks, your sales reps, or if you're an agency, you know, a client facing person gets in front of an ad buyer, maybe it's a prospect, and they ask, you know, just some simple questions. Is that person, your client person, person who handles client relationships, going to have the answers?
Yeah. Let's say they're in a media company or a digital agent or an agency inside a media company. I found that sometimes reps will be very, very knowledgeable of what they own and operate, their O&O, but not very knowledgeable about the stuff they don't, but they still have to be. They have to be knowledgeable about the world of marketing.
Yeah. What were the top four things that we said advertisers told us last year? About 2,800 advertisers told us. 80% of them said these things were very to extremely important.
Yep.
And they were?
Yeah, they were. I want somebody who can come in and think about my business holistically. I want somebody who can show me a really clear marketing plan. Basically, it was all different variations of, I want you to think about my business and how do I market my business. And what was less important was you have a bunch of products.
Yeah,
I would rather talk to somebody who knows about marketing than talk to somebody who has a bunch of products.
Yeah, I think you have to develop a quiz for your client-facing team. You know, ask them some really simple questions. There are no right answers. What you're looking for is a blank stare.
Deer in headlights.
So let me do one with you. Okay, you're the client-facing person, right?
Okay.
So I'm going to look at you and I'm going to say, okay, if a client comes up to you and says, define OTT, Corey. How would you define it?
I'd just start crying. That's really, honestly, what I would say is OTT is any digital video that's delivered through the internet. And now it can come at you a bunch of different ways through connected TV or on your laptop or your iPad, but it's internet delivered video.
Yeah, very, very simple question. More of them are hearing about OTT. What other questions?
Well, I got one for you.
Okay.
So you're in an agency. What are the ways that a local client might advertise on TikTok?
You had to throw local in there, didn't you? Okay, two. Hire an influencer. Go to Collabster, collabstr.com, or go to TikTok Ads Manager and select an audience, create a video. I mean, that's how you do it. But Collabster, if you go to it and you select the parameters and then more filters and type in your city's name, you can see people in your city. Even down in La Crosse, we did that the other day. I showed, well, there's influencers who are on TikTok. But the other thing is that now, and it's only been in the past year, TikTok allows you to target geographically. They teamed up with Nielsen, and now they allow you to target by TV market. Nothing smaller than that, but TV market. So there, two ways that you can do it on TikTok.
Good. All right. Got one for me?
Yeah. Here's one we hear all the time. So how much of all the money that businesses are spending on local advertising, so how much they might spend in the market goes to search advertising? That's a big one.
Okay, I know like Hampton Roads, where we are, Hampton Roads, it's about $650 million or about 20% of all the ad dollars are going to search engines, that is.
Yeah, does 20% apply to every market so they could just flub it and say, well, it's millions and 20% goes to search. Would that work?
No. Yeah, I'm insulted by that insinuation.
All right, here's one for you. Here's one. You're the guy on the other side of the table and I'm testing you. How much does a business like mine spend on advertising?
Oh, I should turn that around and have you answer that.
Okay. Well, the average from IRA, I got that question just a couple of weeks ago on the road.
Yeah, what'd you say?
The average from IRS records is just under 2% of gross revenue for smaller businesses, but businesses serious about growing tend to spend 10% or more. So here's the thing. If you're spending like, say, more than 7% of gross revenue, your business should be growing very nicely. If it's not, then your ad budget needs a tune-up. You're spending on the wrong things. That's a very simple response to that one.
See, that's just straight up revenue talking. And this is coming from our model. Our model sees a lot more correlation between number of employees in a business inside a category that kind of fluctuates as a business grows. There's this magic curve that happens on a per employee spend once somebody's hit around 25 employees. Yep. Then it starts to go down, but then it goes back up again.
Yeah. So here's one for you.
Okay.
What kind of click-through rate should I be getting for my online ads? We always ask that one.
2% for a search ad and 0.33% for a banner ad.
0.3%. Yeah, that's pretty standard. Okay, go ahead.
I've got one. I have an email list, Mr. Burrell, about 3,000 clients. But when I send them something, 80% of my emails aren't even getting opened. And only 2% click on anything. Is that normal?
Yes. Well, I can only tell from our own experience, mass emails of those who've signed up to something, you typically get a 25 to 30% open rate. You can look at any of the email providers like Constant Contact, for instance, or MailChimp. 30% open rate, 25 to 30%, and 10% click rate on those that open. So it's in actuality of everything you send, about a 3% open rate. I think that surprises a lot of people. But again, this is proving your expertise as a master marketer.
Well, here's the other thing. One more, because we talked a lot about products here, but I think it's also important to understand that you have a seller that can talk about marketing. So I've got one more question that isn't necessarily product related. It could be a question like this. Is the purchase of a product or a service the end of a customer journey?
Sure.
You're wrong. You're fired.
Absolutely not. If it were, then why is Alexa reminding me it is time to reorder my water filter on the refrigerator? It was not the end of my product journey.
Or encouraging you to leave a review, anything like that, that can encourage advocacy or loyalty. That's still part of it all. Yeah. And that's what I mean about educating on marketing.
Yeah, that's a smarty pants question. So we got to take a commercial break and let's get to that interview with Tim Burke from Conduit Digital right after this.
Conduit Digital is the elite white label digital marketing performance partner for successful agencies. we enable our partners to scale by acting as a certified expert extension of their in-house ad operations teams. If you're looking to solve hiring challenges, round out your suite of services, manage account overflow, or deliver best-in-class performance for clients, contact Conduit Digital. To learn more, visit conduitdigital.us.
If you're in advertising, you know how vital it is to have a good grasp of consumer behavior in your market. That's where the Media Audit comes in. The Media Audit provides data on consumer buying patterns and media consumption habits, accessible through an easy-to-use software platform. To learn how to access the data for your market, visit themediaaudit.com.
Okay, I've got with me my good friend Tim Burke. Tim, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Gordon. Pleasure.
Tim, you're CEO of Conduit Digital Marketing, but you had a life before getting into the agency business. Tell us a little bit about that first.
I was in the media my entire life. I started off in radio in upstate New York in the Rochester market and worked at a variety of radio stations, always on the sales side, and then went from there to work for Jim Doyle and Associates as a media consultant, as a sales advertising consultant, and went out into a variety, literally 100 plus U.S. markets to work with different television stations, ad teams, going out into the local markets.
So you were down in the really small markets.
I was, yeah, an awful lot of the small markets. And so interesting, just quick side story is that every market you go into says they're so different. And ultimately, people are very, very, very similar. So it worked for there. And then ultimately wound up at Comcast as the director of sales for the New York market for about 5 years. Went back to Jim Doyle for another 5 years and started Traffic Builders as a digital marketing company for Gray Television about almost, I think, 10 years ago, 10 and a half years ago now. And it was through consulting. I was out in one of the local marketplaces and people started talking 11 years ago about their website, about this search thing that they were doing or social that was just upcoming. And our television sales reps needed answers to these questions if they wanted to be marketing people beyond sales for television. So I was having a beer with the GM of one of the TV stations one night. I said, you know, we have to become really engaged marketers. And that means understanding digital. What are we doing right now? And they said, well, we're outsourcing to local agencies. And I said, that's a bad model. You know, we're giving away those bottom of the funnel leads. So I said, I'll start something. So we dug in and we became the in-house agency for Gray Television at Traffic Builders. We opened up their local X division 10 years ago and ran that for about almost 8 years. And everything that they did, we handled right here. And it was a fascinating experience working with the folks in television in their local markets over almost 100 US markets. And a couple of years ago, we were bought out by them. And we focused exclusively at that point on Conduit Digital, which is our agency division and really where everybody here derives their real. We love working with agencies, and that's where our lane is. And that's all we do right now.
So Adweek's 21st fastest growing ad agency in 2019, Traffic Builders, right? And second fastest in 2020. So you guys are growing pretty quickly.
We were growing very quickly, and it was fascinating because it was busy here, and we knew that. And Adweek validated it a couple years ago. They said, you're the 21st fastest. And it was actually cool because they threw us a party at the LinkedIn headquarters at the Empire State Building. And then a year later, we finished second fastest growing global agency, and we got this little plaque because of, because of the pandemic. So I think we liked being 21st better than second.
Let's talk about building your own back ends, which has become a really difficult thing for a lot of companies to do. And you're seeing a lot of growth in that area and a lot of development there. Talk about that.
Yeah, we sure are. One of the issues that the pandemic, there's always opportunities in any time period like this. And one of the opportunities in our space has been the ramp up of digital. So everybody knew it was there, but everybody was kind of meandering toward it. And now, I mean, everybody wants an e-com site and everybody wants to sell online. And secondarily, the pandemic has created an interesting labor market. And because of that, local agencies are finding a very difficult time in building out their ad operations team, their paid search guru, their SEO specialist, you know, if they do display, which most local agencies don't. those are very difficult things, not only to learn, but to engage in. And then those people wind up going to the agency down the street. What that's forced is, that benefits us, is the agencies are reaching out and saying, listen, I don't want to hire a team anymore. What I really want to do is have an ad operations partner. And that's been a real solid benefit here of the pandemic. The hiring issue has just been very, very difficult for local agencies.
So let's talk about the trend that we're seeing, certainly at the highest level with the big brands developing their own in-house agencies. Do you see that occurring at the local level, at the level that it's occurred at national, or is that going to have to be outsourced to an agency because there's just more ROI and it's not part of their core competency?
Well, I think really the latter. There's obviously some companies that want to do it themselves, but I think on the local and the regional level, you've got your hands full today competing in your own lane. And then if you're trying to open up a marketing team as well, that's a separate business inside your business that now diverts your focus.
What do you see as the biggest opportunities for agencies right now in terms of serving clients with this, what seems to be really, really fast growing digital marketplace?
Yeah, I think it's a handful of things. One is making it make sense to local clients. And I've heard you say that and many other people. You've got to make it make sense. So when we use the jargon that keeps them in the dark about what's happening, it makes them wonder about what really does happen. And the opportunities in digital, I was in traditional, as I outlined before, my entire life. And the opportunity in digital is to target at such a level to reduce waste, to increase, you know, opportunity for that business by talking to more of the right people. So ultimately, I think it's making sure they understand the opportunities on the local level. Our agencies do a terrific job with that. From a product standpoint, I'm going to take a cue from your wonderful conference in Miami. It's video, and video continues to escalate. So I remember, you know, 10, 11, 12 years ago, as you were talking to the media institutions about digital, and it's, you know, you have to be prepared and it's coming. So too now is digital. And I think you risk your agency in not being fully engaged with digital, or at least having a plan to fully engage very quickly.
It would seem that most agencies are fully engaged. Am I just misinformed here?
It's not being misinformed. It's just, you know, people's actions often, you know, aren't aligned with their thoughts or words sometimes. Our industry talks a lot about it, but execution at the local level, you know, means that you've got to be prepared. It means you need a production team. It means you need, you know, some world-class editing. It means you need to understand how each of the social channels and also the over-the-top channels, the content's got to be different across those channels, right? So it's not just the 30-second video that we're used to from television. Audiences today are all about engaged video. So we've got to create something more than the 30-second commercial.
Let's talk briefly about OTT. You seem really excited about the greater and greater and greater targetability of OTT. Talk about that.
I think as any new product evolves, and OTT is definitely evolving, the opportunity for targeting gets more granular. And to the point that you just made, that can be a blessing and a curse. But the ability to target is beneficial used the right way. And I think OTT targeting is just increasing. When any new product comes out, we mentioned this earlier, there's always those delivery channels that just are suspicious, right? Like our team has manually vetted every channel that we put impressions on. Some of those channels initially were to reach sleeping dogs. So sleeping canines typically aren't going to be customers for many of our local advertisers, nor should we be putting impressions or ads on those channels. So I think it comes down to good targeted reach is only going to be more enhanced by OTT. And ultimately, that's probably going to be the way to purchase television.
Great. So how do folks get in touch with you at Conduit?
We are available at conduitdigital.us. If you want to take a look at what it is that we do, we work exclusively with local agencies and regional agencies. We don't work with any direct clients, but absolutely love the agency space. And it has been a pleasure talking to you, Gordon. I always enjoy it.
Well, thank you. You're in a terrific space. It is a very fast-growing space. We tracked it actually last year and saw this huge uptick in the number of agencies being created and all the competition. And you're exactly right. The problems in the hiring market and the opportunity to continue to grow by outsourcing with good folks like you at Conduit. Tim, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Gordon. Appreciate it.
One of the things that stood out to me, and I think I suffer from it too, is getting pulled into talking jargon, talking acronym. I did it at the very beginning where I talked about EVP and BFF, all these things that a local business, they might act like they know what they're talking about or what you're talking about, but they might not.
BFF, they're going to not know what BFF is. No, I get you. But with this audience, I think they know that. But I get your point. Really down at the SMB level, they ain't there yet. And you might just
we did a survey. We did a survey of local SMBs. We were a couple of years ago when we were starting to talk about OTT, and we just straight up asked them before we described it, "Do you know what OTT is?" And over half of them said, "I have no idea what you're talking about."
Yeah. You know, I think the thing that struck me in the interview is we were talking about video. Did you hear that in that part when he's just really excited about, and we're hearing this across the board, OTT is becoming more and more and more targeted, very, very targeted, you know, not only on geography, but on demos, on, you know, prior actions and all kinds of things. And, you know, the potential for interactivity. And that spells some pretty bad things, I think, for broadcast TV or untargeted type video, because you know, video is great. It's a great, great, great branding form of advertising, probably the best. And now you have the ability to target a bit more. Certainly, you want to keep the mass and continue to do that. But I think it's going to lure more and more dollars away from traditional forms, broadcast and cable in particular. And so this enhanced TV or television enhanced by OTT and the commercial or advertiser experience, it's going to be information within a commercial. People go over to, yeah, I'd like to learn more about these products from Sharper Image, or, you know, I'd like to learn a little bit more about what it would cost for, to replace my HVAC system. I think we're going to see a vast expansion of video. And Tim was really pointing to that as well as how difficult it is for local TV stations in particular to grasp this agency business and how, you know, they really need to transform into consultants and folks who can help and offlay some of this agency type business into a white label group that can probably produce a better ROI while they focus on the higher margin products they're selling.
Yeah. And it goes back to the beginning is understanding marketing, because for so long, everybody's been trained to talk about the big number, right? And when as soon as you start talking about targeting, you're talking about smaller numbers, obviously, because you're targeting left-handed golfers who, you know, have a labradoodle at home, you know, that kind of a thing that's just naturally going to be smaller. So are reps prepared to talk about, okay, this gains bigger numbers of an audience and we do this with it, and this is smaller and more targeted, and we do that with it. That's marketing.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. Anyway, thank you, Corey. Enjoyed the show again with you. And thank you, everybody. Until next time. And the next time, by the way, is going to be some discussion, some highlights, early highlights about our upcoming benchmarking report that we do every year. Big look at the obtainable digital revenue in each market.
Excellent, sir. Until then.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Local Marketing Trends Podcast, sponsored by Conduit Digital and by The Media Audit. If you have ideas for future shows or guests, email the hosts at podcast@burrellassociates.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, market well.